The Chiefs down the Chargers on Thursday Night Football, and it was a big statement game for how the AFC West might go this year. We also got our first real glimpse at what the new Amazon broadcasts are going to look like. We'll talk about that, the key injuries across the NFL this week, and our pick six, giving you our top picks of this top six games of the week. It's the Friday edition of the Locked On NFL Podcast. I'm Chris Carter with my friend and co-host, your boy Q. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On NFL, your daily NFL podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Locked On NFL Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter of the Locked On Steelers Podcast. He's my friend and co-host, Keont Myers.
Government name. Put the government name out there. Okay, I see how you are. We're going to start it out like that already today, huh?
All right, listen. We've transitioned, and this is what the background said. I was just reading the background, and the background said your whole name. I apologize.
It's all good.
Government name out there. I hope that there's no one hawking you down as we speak. although it would be really funny if there's just someone banging at your door in the middle of this episode.
No, it wouldn't be funny. But, that's all right. That's my son's name.
Okay, yeah, totally.
No, it is.
Anyways, today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered all season long with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Q, I guess I won't have to ask you how you're doing because I've exposed your true name to the world.
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm blessed, man. It's another week of NFL action, man. We already saw the first game of week two of the NFL. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about like week 12. We're going to say, where did the damn season go? But yeah, here we go, man. Week two already.
Don't say that, man.
No, but that's how it goes. You know that's how it goes.
I know how it goes. That's how it goes. I hate that. I want to enjoy it. It's week two, baby. Let's just enjoy some week two part of the year.
Okay.
But week two had a crazy start. It wasn't the fireworks festival that everyone was thinking with Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes and these two really talented offenses, but it was a really hot, highly contested game. The Chargers stormed out early with a 17-7 lead in the third quarter. Really, in the first half, they looked like they controlled things, but this is exactly why when you are up on the Chiefs, when you have control of a game, you have to bury them.
Yep.
Because then the Chiefs score four straight times. Two of those being touchdowns, two of those being field goals. One of those, a pick six that went 99 yards by Watson.
And that was the key right there. That was the key. That
was the key.
They were in total control of that game, in my opinion. And then that pick six, man, one that gave all the momentum to the Chiefs, that got the crowd fired up, got them back into it, got the sideline, you know, pumped up. And then also when you're on the Chargers sideline, you see that happen. It's just that deflating, like, oh no moment, right? You never want to have that oh no moment in the game. Everything you can settle for a field goal and you get a little upset because you'd rather get a touchdown than a field goal. But when you not only turn the ball over, but you give up 6 points at the same time, that's like a 14 point swing, man, and that hurts.
It does hurt, and it put them behind the eight ball. And on the flip side of it, Patrick Mahomes threw several interceptable balls.
Yeah, he did.
There's always been the talk about how he throws so many passes that should be intercepted but aren't for whatever reason. And Asante Samuel Jr. had one in his hands that I thought it was an interception, but they showed the replay. It hit the ball. The ball hit the ground while it was in his arms. They ruled that he didn't have full possession of it. Then another one where in the end zone, much like the one that the Chiefs scored on, he jumped it and just didn't catch it. And if he jumps it and he keeps running, he's probably still running to get that touchdown.
Right.
And it was just a night where the Chiefs capitalized on the Chargers' mistakes and the Chargers did not return the favor.
No, they really didn't, you know, and I think Asante Samuel is going to be a really good one, just like his daddy, man, be a guy that creates a lot of turnovers, right? And, I mean, he had an interception a week ago against the Raiders. I was there at SoFi Stadium to see it. I mean, he's a really good player. You could tell that he's getting better, but, I mean, there's a reason why DBs play defense, right? I mean, it's just simple as that. He had moments where he could have just made an easy play, even the one that ended up hitting the ground. That's only because it bobbled in his hand a couple times. He had to catch it twice.
Yep.
So, I mean, he's going to have to get better at that, but you could tell that he's already one of those guys that's really good at jumping routes. So any quarterback throwing Asante Samuel's way, you better watch out.
I know the Chiefs won this game, but I don't think this is a determining point of that they rule the AFC West right now. I know the Raiders lost their opener to the Chargers. The Broncos got embarrassed in Seattle. But to me, this is still like a sign like, hey, this is going to be a really fun division to watch all year.
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, and whoever was going to win this game between the Chiefs and the Chargers, one team was going to be 2-0. I think for the AFC West, everyone's glad that the Chiefs won, outside of the Chargers, obviously. But everyone's glad because that's one AFC West division win for the Chiefs, one AFC West division win so far for the Chargers, none for either the Broncos or the Raiders. So everyone's still pretty close. You know, if the Chargers had won, that would have been two AFC West wins for them. So they would have felt like they had a little bit of a leg up. So I think that most teams in the AFC West are happy that the Chiefs won, even though that sounds weird and they're 2-0 on the season. But when you look at it, the grand scheme of things, you wanted that race to stay as close as possible. So if the Chargers had gone up 2-0 in the AFC West, that would have been, you know, like I said, that leg up already.
Absolutely. I do think that makes a lot of sense. You want to try to keep everyone within striking distance, yep, of course, when you look at it. But the Raiders got to bounce back this week against the Cardinals. The Broncos got to bounce back this week, period, man. That was just embarrassing how they lost last week. They got the Texans. They cannot afford to lose to another team that's not supposed to be competitive this year. But aside from the game, I also thought it'd be worth talking about. This was our first look at Amazon and, you know, for the year, and that their new full streaming team. You know, we got to hear from Richard Sherman and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tony Gonzalez as a team, you know, during halftime and after the games. And you know, I when I was watching it, I realized at one point that I forgot that I was watching on Amazon. And I know some people out there said they had problems with the stream, but it was clean for me. And I felt like a normal NFL broadcast, which to me is what Amazon wanted to do. It's like, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. Just do what everyone else does and just be the people that make the money from it.
Right. And the only thing I didn't like about it is I didn't realize that I was, you know, watching it either. I kind of got caught up in, hey, I'm just watching the game, until I went to go and flip on the Aces game. And then I realized that, oh, wait, I'm streaming this. Right. And so I was like, man, I need to have another TV in this room. So that was the only thing I didn't like. But at the same time, that's kind of the genius of it. Right. Because it keeps you there so you don't change the channel. So it keeps you locked in. It keeps it on. So if you want to watch it, now you can watch it on multiple different devices. You can have your TV on something. You can have the game on another thing. I mean, that's cool, too. I thought that the broadcast was fine. I saw some people on Twitter talking about the stream didn't work that well for them. But I guess they don't have very good Wi-Fi, or they live out in the sticks. Who knows? I don't know. But something went wrong. But it was good for me, so I was good. But, Chris, you didn't even bring up Justin Herbert getting injured.
We're getting to that.
I just want to make sure.
I was going to ask, you know, it looked like at first I thought it was just the wind getting knocked out of him when he went down and then he popped right back up.
Yeah.
But then when you saw him wincing in pain, trying to throw the football, you're like, ooh, that's ribs. Now, his coach said it's not that serious. He'll be back. The good thing is that because it's Thursday night football, they have an extended week here to get him back healthy. This team cannot function without Justin Herbert.
No.
You know, it goes as far as he goes. You know, he finally was able to get Mike Williams involved in the action with 8 catches for 113 yards and a touchdown. But you know, you like the fight in him, because even when, like, at one point, like, he couldn't run for a first down because his ribs hurt so much, then it was fourth down and he launches a touchdown pass over the middle. I was on a rope. You know, you got to love the fire from Justin Herbert, but, you know, it's these types of games that the Chargers have lost over the past few years. And even before he got there with Phillip Rivers, that, you know, then all of a sudden they got 7-8 wins in late December and they're fighting to get in the playoffs. And then something else goes wrong and they just end up not being there, or they're in a rough spot. So I think this wasn't a determining game.
No.
You know, there were some really good moments, but this is a game that they let slip through their fingers.
No, they really did, you know, and I'll tell you right now, any Charger fan is going to say, hey, you know what, we don't mind taking the L, just make sure our quarterback's fine, right? I mean, that's the thing, because as you said, they go as Justin Herbert goes. He's a really stinking good quarterback, man. That dude is incredible. Seeing him in person play is just, it's next level. But they need him. And so hopefully for him, he is okay. I know the coach said he's okay and he's going to be all right. But that's, you know, Thursday night after it happened, with a lot of adrenaline and a lot of anger talking and kind of running through their body. So I'm interested to see what the prognosis is moving forward. Is he going to be, you know, ribs that might end up holding them out a game or two, or if he'll just have to deal with pain? I don't know. But that sucks, man. We've seen injuries already, and I know we'll talk about it in the show, but man, that sucks when a guy as good as him and as guy as valuable as him gets injured and is not available for a team.
Yeah, it's a rough call, but there's a lot of teams dealing with that with key players out for a significant amount of time, guys hitting the injured reserve. We'll go over some of those biggest names in just a minute here on the Locked On NFL podcast, the Friday edition with Chris Carter and your boy Q. But first, we got to talk to you guys about Turo. If you don't know about Turo, Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. With Turo, you can book any car you want, wherever you want it, from a community of local hosts. Browse a huge selection of vehicles for just about any occasion or budget across the United States, Canada, or the United Kingdom. Book a spacious SUV or a minivan for a family road trip. Get a classic or luxury car for a special event, birthday, or holiday. Find affordable economy cars if you're on a budget and just need to get from point A to point B. Test drive that new electric vehicle you've had your eye on to see how it fits in your everyday life. Many Turo hosts can even deliver the car right to you. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Ditch boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo.com. Back here on the Locked On NFL podcast, it's the Friday edition with Chris Carter and your boy Q. Q.
Yo.
There were a lot of injuries
week
one to some key players.
Yeah, you know that very well.
Yeah. We'll start with, I guess, the guy that I cover. It's TJ Watt, the reigning defensive player of the year. To be honest, though, the way that he's going on IR is a big sigh of relief for Steelers fans.
Right.
Because when he was walking off that field in the middle of the Steelers upset of the Cincinnati Bengals last weekend, TJ Watt looked like he mouthed, "I tore my pec."
Right.
And everyone's like, "Oh no. Oh no. That's the one thing. Like, you could lose Mitch Trubisky. You could deal with a little bit of loss of Najee Harris. Maybe you can deal with Cam Hayward, but you cannot be missing TJ Watt for the entire season. He is everything to you." And but they did get some second and third opinions. Turns out they're expecting him back in 6 weeks. He's been put on injured reserve. So the Steelers, They get to dodge a bullet there, because I do think when you look at their schedule, there's some tough games, like the Bills and Buccaneers are coming up. But their next game is against the Patriots, who didn't look so hot. Then they got the Browns, who don't look so hot. You know, then they got the Jets, who are still going to have Joe Flacco by that time. There's some games that, hey, you can win with that defense. And that defense, it wasn't just T.J. Watt blowing up the Bengals. It was Cam Hayward. It was Alex Highsmith, who had three sacks. It was Minkah Fitzpatrick with his pick six and two other cornerbacks with interceptions. So, you know, I think there's a way to compete with it. But still, it's such a huge blow to lose a guy who just literally tied the NFL sack record last year.
Right. No, he's just a big player, a big-time player for the team. You just don't want that guy out at all. I mean, that's one of your stars. So, no, nobody in Pittsburgh wants to see that guy out. And when I saw that he tore his pec, and I thought, oh, man, that's a season ender. And then, you know, like you mentioned, the second and third opinion. So, looks like he's only going to be out maybe, 6 to 8 weeks, maybe. You know, he might be able to come back. But that's a big maybe, man. I mean, I love the fact that he's going to tough it out and try to, you know, get through and be okay, and they're not going to, you know, send him to close out the season. But, man, that's just a tough injury to bounce back for. So hopefully everything goes good with T.J. Watt, but that's a big blow, as you know, for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It certainly is. They'll find a way to try to survive and lean on the other playmakers, especially on that defense. They got him. I mean, Minkah Fitzpatrick, two-time first-team All-Pro, Cam Hayward, first-team All-Pro type of player. And they've liked their production from Miles Jack. Devin Bush has stepped up. We'll see how the rest of the crew stands in there in T.J. Watt's stead. But other guys hit injured reserve, of course. Dak Prescott, although has he officially been? I don't think
he's not on IR. No, they just put him. They just had surgery. He had the surgery, and Jerry's trying to hold out hope that he's going to be back in a couple weeks. I don't buy that. I think that's wishful thinking. I think that's Jerry trying to make the fans okay. Jerry's being Jerry. That Dak Prescott, that Dak, he's pretty tough dude, man. That Dak, I just gave him a contract extension, so he's going to play. That boy going to play. So I don't know.
You sound like your area code used to be 254.
It was, but it's all good. He's they're saying that he's going to come back sometime soon, but that's a huge blow. I mean, look. Cooper Rush is not going to get it done for the Dallas Cowboys, and there's really nothing they can do if they do believe Dak's going to come back. There's no reason to go out and try to make a trade for someone, and you're not going to have him up to speed right away anyway. So if you're the Cowboys and you're really battling with the Eagles for the NFC East title, that's a tough blow, because now the Eagles feel like, you know what, full throttle, full steam ahead, let's stack some dubs, and see when Dak comes back. I don't think he's coming back anytime soon, but you let Jerry Jones tell you he's coming back, like, right away.
Now, there were some key safeties in the NFL who did go to injured reserve. This really sucked to see. Jamal Adams for the Seahawks goes to injured reserve, and Justin Simmons for the Broncos, both playing opposite of each other last week with the Broncos-Seahawks game on Monday Night Football. Just really rough for two dudes that were, you know, at the top of their games. And those are two teams that, honestly, they need any presence that they have that can be leadership, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Those are some serious losses. I know the Seahawks pulled off the upset last week, but the Broncos were another team that, you know, if you talk to Cody Rourke, our guy, our Adam Schefter lookalike, or soundalike, I guess is more the right thing. But, you know, Cody was saying, like, hey, don't count out the Broncos in the AFC West, but to not count them out, they need all their pieces to compete in this AFC West division that's going to be highly competitive. And I don't know, man, you lose your best safety, that could really come back to bite you.
Yeah, and, you know, for Denver, at least with Simmons, he'll be out, you know, 4 weeks. He may be out more than that. Who knows? But at least it's not season-ending for Simmons. But, man, for Jamal Adams, that's massive, man. That trade, you know, if you're Seattle, you're kicking yourself right now. And, look, I mean, that's how trades go. You never know how it's going to shake out, you know. But Jamal Adams, I'm still a big fan of him. I just like him as a football player. But, man, the last couple seasons have been rough as far as injuries go and just not being able to get the most out of him, the most bang for their buck after making that big trade. That just sucks. And when I saw him go down, man, I saw his knee kind of buckle and everything. I thought he tore his ACL. It just kind of looked like – it reminded me of myself when I tore my ACL and I just – my leg just kind of gave way. It just buckled. Mm-hmm. But it ended up being a torn quad and – doesn't sound good either.
Still not great.
No, not at all. Being out for the season is terrible. So Jamal Adams, man, I hope he gets healthy and comes back strong next year. But, I mean, that dude's out for the whole year. So that's terrible. At least Justin Simmons will return at some point. But, you know, just that's a big loss for the Denver Broncos and on the back end of that defense.
Right. And like you said, he can come back just like TJ Watt can come back. But still, I think the Broncos, like, if they had won that game, that would have been like, okay, well – you know, but, like, now they're behind an eight ball.
Yeah.
And, like, I truly believe in that AFC West division, every game is going to count.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And especially with the AFC wild card race, I think it's going to be wild. And, like, you saw the Steelers, they took one off the Bengals.
Yep.
The Steelers are, I think, even without TJ Watt, this is their next three games are critical because they got the Patriots, the Browns, and the Jets. Yep. They need to come out of those games 3-1 at least.
Right.
And if they could come out 3-1, you know, and then face the Bills and the Buccaneers and the Dolphins and the Eagles, if they can face those teams, okay, then maybe TJ Watt comes back and you head into the midseason at 4-4, 5-3, you know, somewhere around in that range. And if you're doing that, okay, then you're in the playoff hunt. But if you are now down a key defensive piece like the Broncos are now, and you didn't win your week one game, and that wasn't against one of the teams that people didn't expect you to be. That was against the Seahawks. You were supposed to bully, make a big joke on Monday Night Football of, and that wasn't the case at all. There's some alarms spinning over there. So I certainly think there's a major cause for concern with the Broncos.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, side note, it has nothing to do with injury or what the Broncos are going to do the rest of the season. But, man, just to see that game play out on Monday Night Football and see all those former Seahawks in attendance basically cheering against Russell Wilson, it really tells you all you need to know. I'm sorry. I don't like to talk about people too much. I mean, I kind of do. That dude.
No, don't you all believe that.
That dude.
Q loves to talk about everybody and they mama.
That dude is pretty corny, man. He's pretty corny. Like, I don't like to
you
call
him Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like the guy as a player. I think he's a phenomenal player. He's winner traits and everything. But, man, there's just certain things. I don't know if it's a Sierra effect or what is it, but he's kind of corny, man. He just is a little too much, man. I'm sorry, I mean, Cody. I know Cody's all in on the whole let's ride.
Like, why y'all doing my boy like that?
I know. Cody's all in on the let's ride thing. That's all you hear him say, let's ride, let's ride. I'm like, man, this is dumb. This isn't no old school Master P, you know, video or something like that. It's just, I don't know. It's wild, man.
Bruh, the Steelers were like filming promo videos and stuff, and Mitch Trubisky did a let's ride just to joke around with it. Like, when Mitch Trubisky is clowning you, you know there's something wrong.
Yeah, he's like, great player. He's just a little corny, man. He's just a little corny for my liking.
Man, when he was spinning around, like when he was had his headphones on, he had his arms out, and he was just spinning around in that field. I was like, dog, I get it. Like, this was the house that you built and all that stuff. You got him a Super Bowl win and all this other stuff. But, like, I don't know, man. Self-awareness, something there. But, hey, you know what? He's rich as all get out.
Yeah, yes.
Like, you know, he can tell both of us to shut up with money. He can slap us in the face with money. So I think he feels fine about it. He's okay. Like, I'll be corny and rich, you know, as far as that goes. But it certainly was very, very loud that the entire Legion of Boom returned.
Right.
The first game that he wasn't a Seattle Seahawk.
Exactly. They all returned and they were all cheering against him in a very loud, boisterous way. I mean, they were letting it be known, and hell, Pete Carroll was soaking all of it in. Right. And he felt finally kind of, you know, like he was justified for everything that had been going on there. So there was obviously a lot going on in Seattle with Russell Wilson and the rest of the teammates, the coaching staff, everything that probably a lot of people weren't aware of.
Yeah, certainly. We will talk a lot more about that as the year goes on, because if the Broncos crash and burn, that's going to be one of the worst trades ever, because they gave up so much to get Russell Wilson. Woo, oh man, it's going to be rough times. But hey, they can bounce back.
Yeah.
We'll talk about a lot of different games. We'll give you our pick six, our top six games of the weekend. Hint: Broncos Texans is not that. but we got six great games coming your way that we're going to give you lines on, and you'll get those lines from our friends at BetOnline.net. BetOnline.net, your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including the NFL season that is now well into week two. It's all ramping up. It's getting exciting. It's time to put some money down to enjoy the season and make some money off it. You also got Major League Baseball that's headed right for the playoffs. So if you want to make money and you want to find all the odds, all the ends, the best ways to make money, it's Bet Online or nothing. Bet Online is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action when you visit Bet Online, where the game starts. Back here on the Friday edition of the Locked On NFL podcast, I'm Chris Carter. He's your boy Q. Now, Q, it's time to do our pick six segment, where we pick six games throughout the weekend, and we give you our thoughts, our picks, and we give you the odds from BetOnline.net, where we were able to get these odds and ends. Q, I'll go first with one of the lead 1 o'clock games of the weekend.
Okay.
And that's gonna be Dolphins at the Ravens, both 1-0 teams. The Dolphins coming in off a win over the Patriots. The Ravens smoked the Jets.
Yep.
So both of them coming off of beating AFC East teams. The Ravens, though, are favored 3.5 at home on BetOnline.net. I'm going with the Ravens, and I'll take the points. I know the Dolphins are playing better on defense, and there's hope there, but I think at home, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, I think he's on a mission to prove everyone that he should have been paid, and I think that he's ready to do what Mac Jones couldn't do last week and put up some numbers. I also think that Tua Tagovailoa is going to have a harder time against the Ravens defense this week.
Yeah, I agree. I think Lamar Jackson is going to have a phenomenal year. I'm excited. I'm hoping he stays healthy all season long just to go and put it out there and show what he can do and go out and get that money, right? Get paid. And that's just kind of how I look at it, that he's going to have just an epic season. He's kind of playing carefree, even though he's got this contract that he's, you know, concerned about, even though he shut it on down. I don't know if that means that they're going to talk about it at any point in the season. I know he said that they weren't, but, you know, what does that mean when agents start talking and they start saying, hey, man, okay, let's try to get this done real quick. Maybe he, you know, turns his attention to the contract in the bye week. I don't know, but I think he's going to do some big things, and I don't think Miami is as good as, you know, they look week one. We'll see. I have so many questions about Tua, so, yeah, I'm rolling with Baltimore, and, you know, -3, that's cool. Not a problem. They'll cover that. No problem.
Absolutely. What's your first game that you're looking at here?
I got a 1 Eastern game as well. I'm looking at the Panthers and the Giants. The G-Men are actually favored by 2 on BetOnline.net.
What?
Yep.
We just said we're not doing Texans Broncos, so you pick Panthers Giants.
The Giants had a good win last week. Brian Daboll even did a dance. He did. It was a good win.
I'm not doubting the dance, Q. I'm giving you a look because you picked the Giants and the Panthers.
I like Patriots.
We got Titans, Bills.
I got three games to pick. I like I like Matt Rhule. Everyone knows that. So
you love the fighting Matt Rhule. That is your boy.
It is. And look, and Baker Mayfield couldn't get it done. They didn't get it done last week. They took a L. So I'm expecting a bounce back game. But I want to see what the Giants look like. Saquon Barkley, there was a nice little performance from him last week. You know, Daniel Jones, after throwing a bad interception, Brian Daboll goes over there and checks him. And all of a sudden, he's playing better. So, hey, I kind of like seeing what they got going on. So I'm a roll. That's my game. Let me roll with my game. It's an early game, so I'm just getting warmed up. One Eastern. Giants, you know, betonline.net line for that one is Giants -2 against the Panthers. I'm going to take the Panthers. I think the Panthers are going to come back and win this game. So,
well, of course you're going to take
Panthers. Hey, man, some Tigers don't change their stripes, and neither do Panthers. Right?
Do Panthers have – no, they don't have stripes. What are you talking about?
I know they don't, but they're Panthers, and they're not Tigers. So there's that.
I can't with you sometimes. I'm going to go with the Giants. The G-men, I think, are going to actually be – they're at home.
So they're going to be 2-0 on the season?
Yes, sir.
There you go. And see, you thought this was a bad game. Look at you. Now you're already all in.
This is still a bad game. No, we're talking about Daniel Jones and Baker Mayfield. There's so many people that are more fun to talk about.
You got them going to 2-0, though. There you go. It's intriguing. It's a good storyline. It's fun.
No, it's not. It's terrible. This is boring.
Well, then go on. Move to the next game. What's your next game, dummy?
Don't call me dummy because I pick better games than you. Look, Buccaneers Saints. We got an NFC South rivalry over here.
I was saving that for you. I was saving that one for you.
Thanks. I appreciate you, Q. But anyway,
I'm doing something good for my country, man. I'm trying to help you out, man.
You're a good Samaritan.
I am.
You're a gentleman and a scholar.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyways, both teams want to know the Buccaneers at the Saints. Of course, Tom Brady, they got the win over the Cowboys in Sunday Night Football. The Saints had a big comeback to beat the Atlanta Falcons, and then apparently their fans danced through the Atlanta Walmart. That was ridiculous. But this is an interesting matchup because, Q, can you guess how many times in a row the Saints have beaten the Buccaneers in the regular season?
Oh, man, it's quite a bit. It's quite a bit. I know that Tom Brady has struggled a lot since he left New England and went to Tampa Bay. Maybe four? Is it four times?
Seven straight games in the regular season. Now, the trick is that the Buccaneers did beat the Saints in the playoffs in the middle of that stretch.
Right.
So that broke up. But as far as regular season goes, I think back to 2016 was the last time that they would have beaten the Saints in the regular season. That's crazy to me. And that means there's some sort of voodoo going on in New Orleans because it's not like Drew Brees is still there in his prime.
Right.
He's been out of even when he was winning some of those games, he was well out of his prime. And you know what? I like the way Michael Thomas looked. I like the way Jameis Winston was making things work. I like the way that Saints defense is playing. Yeah. And if I'm looking at betonline.net and I'm picking out the numbers, the Buccaneers are favored by 2.5. I'll take the Saints in the point. Yeah. I'll take that. That's fine by me because I'm having a hard time. I'm not betting against the voodoo until the voodoo stops voodooing for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the wrong team is favored in that one, man. I definitely believe the Saints are going to win that game. And, you know, hey, stop me if you heard that there's some voodoo going on in New Orleans, right? I mean, that's all about. So, yeah, I think you hit it on the head when you said there's some voodoo going on. No, yeah, duh. I mean, that's kind of what they do. So, wrong team is favored
in that one.
I got you. I'm with you. The wrong team is favored in that one. I'm wrong with New Orleans as well.
All right. What's your second game here? I've given two. It's time for me to give your second.
Oh, yeah. I got an afternoon game. I'm going to go with the game I'll be at Allegiant Stadium right here in Las Vegas. The Cardinals are visiting against the Raiders, obviously. Cardinals, Raiders. Raiders are 5.5-point favorites, according to betonline.net. So that's pretty big right there. They lost opening week to the Chargers in L.A. They need to bounce back. I think this game, a lot of people are kind of making a big deal of it because it's Chandler Jones, who's now with the Raiders, going up against his former team, the Cardinals. I don't really look at it as that big a deal, but I think it'll still be kind of fun. And plus, I want to see Kyler Murray in person, and so I'm going to get to see Kyler Murray in person, and so it's going to be intriguing to see what's going on, man. Everyone I've talked to is so down. Like, I did the crossover edition with Alex Clancy, and he sounded so down in the dumps about the Cardinals. And I remember not too long ago when everyone was flying high off the Cardinals, like they were the best thing since sliced bread. They just gave Kyler Murray all that bread, and now they're talking about they don't have an adult in the room. Sound familiar? They don't have a leader in the room. Sound familiar? You know what I mean? Like, that's bizarre. That's wild to me. So I'm interested to see if this season for the Cardinals doesn't crash and burn, especially the first six games while DeAndre Hopkins is suspended.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be interesting there. Who do you got to get? You got the Raiders?
Yes.
I'm sticking with you. I'm going with the Raiders.
Attaboy.
I don't like the Cardinals situation right now. I think that Derek Carr can pull this out. I think Devontae Adams is going to have a really good game. Now, so here's my problem, Q. By picking Panthers Giants, you left Titans Bills on the board.
I don't like the Titans. I don't like the Titans.
They lost to the Giants in embarrassing fashion.
Exactly, and I picked the Giants. See how that is. See the Titans. No, they lost to the G-Men, and I roll with the G-Men game.
Okay, yeah, great. You go with the G-Men game against the Panthers. Meanwhile, we got to skip that over because I'm going over the other Monday Night Football game. Remember, there is a doubleheader.
Why is that?
That's a weird. I don't know. They normally do it in Week One, and they saved it for Week Two. I don't understand it.
Weird.
It's very weird. But Vikings at Eagles. Now, if you had told me this for last Friday's show, I would have been like, I don't care about that as much. But the way that the Vikings beat down the Packers, I'm just intrigued to see how good can they be. Can that defense play as well as they did last week? Can that offense with Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins, can they light it up for another week? And they didn't light it up, but Justin Jefferson looked like he may put himself into the receiver of the year category. Meanwhile, you got the Eagles, who I thought were going to steamroll the Lions. They barely eat that one out by 3 points in a shootout. I'm really intrigued by both of these quarterbacks. They both have really talented receivers. Of course, Justin Jefferson and the Eagles, A.J. Brown. They have defenses that I think are a bit underrated. And I think this is going to be a dogfight. But I'm going with the team that took out the Packers last week. They're riding high. They're coming in the road. I'm going with the Vikings on the road. And if you look at BetOnline, the numbers right now for that game, they don't have it right here where I thought they'd have it. So I actually got to look it up. It was supposed to be at the bottom where the Monday Night Football games are, but no, they got to make this stuff harder than it's supposed to be.
That's hilarious.
I found it now.
Good.
That was hilarious. I had it right here, and I was like, that's not the Monday Night Football game, guys. But anyways, the Eagles are favored by 2 points. I'll take that. That's basically a coin flip at this point. You kidding me? So I'll take the Vikings there.
Okay, I'm rolling with the Vikings as well. I just think that their new offensive-minded head coach is going to do some really good things there. You saw what he was able to do week one. I don't think the Green Bay Packers are a very good team. I think the Vikings actually win that division this year. That's just
don't let Peter Bukowski hear you say that.
He knows. There's one big reason. There's 17 big reasons why I think that the Green Bay Packers aren't very good, and his name is Devontae Adams, and he had 10 catches for 141 yards last week for the Raiders and a touchdown. So I'm just saying, throwing that out there. It's also Aaron Rodgers' fault that he's not still there. So that's a whole nother conversation. But, there you go. Why you look like the Home Alone kid? What?
Just lighting it up here, man.
Oh, man, I'm just keeping it real, man. Just keep it real. That's what I do, man. That's how I do. But, I like the Vikings as well in that game. I think they blow out the Philadelphia Eagles. I really do. I don't have a lot of confidence in the Eagles this week. I think they're going to win the NFC East, but this week I don't have a lot of confidence in them. You want me to give you my last game now?
Give me your last game.
Speaking of the Packers, I'm going to go with Sunday Night Football game. How about Bears and Packers? Is that one a better one for you?
I mean, it's all right.
Okay.
But you're still missing Titans Bills. You're still missing Derrick Henry and Josh Allen.
I don't care. I will pick in the Bears and Packers. It's an 8:20 Eastern time kickoff. Obviously, Sunday Night Football. Packers, according to BetOnline.net, is 10-point favorites. I don't think that they're that good.
10 points?
Yes. I don't think – and that's why I picked this one, because 10-point favorite – exactly. I don't think that the Bears are that good of a team. I really don't, even though they beat San Francisco in a terrible weather type game.
And then monsoon.
Yeah, exactly. But 10 points is a lot of points, man, in the NFL. And the Packers haven't proven to me that they're a 10-point, favorite. They just haven't. You know, they got guys dropping balls. They got Aaron Rodgers rolling his eyes. I mean, it's just I see more bad coming their way than good. So I think that the Packers will probably win this one, but I don't think they win by 10. I think it's a lot closer than that. So I'll take the Bears, take the points, and most likely the Packers will win, but probably by 7.
I'm with you on that. I think it might even be closer than that, like 4 or 3 points. But 10 points, I'm sorry, that's too big a spread for a team that got embarrassed by the Minnesota Vikings last week. Yep. Against a team that found a way to win an ugly game. The Bears are going to come in riding high. And best believe, the Bears do remember Aaron Rodgers saying, "I own you." Like, they're coming in with a target right on the Packers' backs, and they're going to be aiming for that target. The question is, can they hit it? We'll find out Sunday Night Football. There was our pick six brought to you by BetOnline.net with all the odds and ends that we got you there. So go to BetOnline.net so you can figure out the ways for you to make money on some football out there. Let us know if you thought our picks were crazy, whether they were crazy,
mine
accurate.
Mine are great.
Your picks are great, Q.
Yep. BetOnline.net line. Packers minus 10 versus the Bears. Take the Bears and the points. Giants minus 2 versus the Panthers. Take the Panthers. And then the Raiders minus 5.5 versus the Cardinals. Take the Raiders. Boom.
There you go. There you go. Q breaking it down for you.
So I do, man.
And being enthusiastic about it.
I'm an expert at this thing, man. That's why I live in Vegas, because I'm an expert.
Yeah, you live in Vegas. You do Locked On Bets. You do this gambling stuff.
That's so right.
You listen to Q,
do the damn thing.
But also listen to me, because I beat Q all the time in this stuff. Look at his face. He knows it's true. He don't want to admit it. There we go. We got him. Anyways, thanks for listening to and watching the Locked On NFL podcast, the Friday edition with Chris Carter and your boy Q. Q, let people can find you, follow you, and get more of your work.
Well, after you put my government name up here on this screen, you might be able to find me in jail. No, I'm just kidding. At your boy Q254 is where you can find me on Twitter. At your boy Q254. I have no warrants. I just say that. I kid. That's it. At your boy Q254. You can find Locked On Bets, Locked On NFL, Locked On Raiders, whatever the case may be. You can find me all on my Twitter account. What about you, Chris?
You can find me, Chris Carter, at Carter Critiques on Twitter and Instagram. You can also read my work at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette as I cover Pitt Athletics. Pitt's got Western Michigan this week. They're trying to rebound after their loss to Tennessee. They're still ranked, though, so the Pitt Panthers trying to see what's going on there. If you want any preview look at that game and all in college sports there, go check me out at post-gazette.com there. But I also run the Locked On Steelers podcast, breaking down the Steelers every day, just like Q breaks down the Raiders every day, just like this show breaks down the NFL every day. You can find all these shows on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, please hit the like button on this video if you enjoyed it. Hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel to get all of our daily Monday through Friday episodes, as well as the bonus content whenever we bring it out. Thanks again for checking us out, y'all. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weekend of football. We'll be back next Friday getting you set up for week 3 and the big games ahead.